Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On this episode of Erotic Stories from Wild and Bad, a reverse harem fantasy. Lisa is traveling to a business ball dance, but she hasn't got dancing on her mind. She has only one thing, the seduction of Martin. He has obviously wanted her, and she has been waiting 2 years for him to make a move. But tonight, she was going to make damn sure she would have him, and have him hard. For all his gentle good looks, his baby blue eyes, his clean-shaven jawline, she was determined to transform him into the animalistic beast she desired. And then, in the middle of nowhere, her car breaks down, leaving her lost and cold. So cold. Her plans of a lust-filled night, all but destroyed in the snow. But is there a savior out there? A place for refuge? Or will she just end up in a worse position? Dying a freezing death in this snowstorm?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Please remember, this is an adults only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed. Your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. So, tonight, a reverse harem. I would like to firstly thank Melissa for sending in the story. Yes, she's asked me to say her name. She kind of likes the thought of you indulging in her fantasy. Apparently. You know, if you've listened to my experiential eroticas, that I have a thing for playing with innocence, particularly with fairy tales. So you might just recognize a little fairy tale here. Now you know, if you want to hear your fantasies, fairy tale or not, narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildandbed.com. Come on, let's bring your dirtiest fantasy to life. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put those earbuds in, loosen your clothes, and close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. When you're ready to surrender, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath, holding it for a moment, and release it with a sigh, letting go of all that tension, all that stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensual satisfaction, your time to explore your inner passions as you listen to my voice and immerse yourself in the story. Lisa turned the key in the ignition again, the now familiar sound of the engine failing to start echoed through the car. "Fuck," she mumbled, glaring at the snow falling heavily on the windscreen. Her legs were already numb. Her initial optimism of still making the ball was fading with every new snowflake. The sun had dropped below the horizon over an hour ago, taking with it the last remnants of warmth in the car. She was not dressed for this. She was dressed to be wined and dined, and to seduce and fuck Martin for once and for all. Not stuck in the ass end of nowhere, up to her tits in snow. Holding her breath as she turned the key again, the battery strained to kickstart the car, and then fell into a deafening silence. Cursing with a profanity that would shock her mother, Lisa pounded the steering wheel. Why the fuck did this always have to happen to her? Her first decent night out in years, and it was already screwed. No wonder she was fucking single. The universe just hated her. After 10 minutes of mindless screaming, her voice now hoarse, she calmed down, deciding that maybe was now the time to be sensible about her situation. She could stay in the car, with no heating. Out of the corner of her eye, she caught a glimpse of her cell phone, sat on the passenger seat. Picking it up, she glared at the screen. It cruelly reminded her she was in the back end of nowhere, and there was no cell phone signal. So, she could stay in the car and freeze to death. Or go out in the snow and freeze to death. Great choice. A memory stabbed at her mind. There had been a building a little way back, maybe a quarter of a mile or so. It hadn't been lit up or anything, but maybe they had a fire. Food, perhaps a telephone. The temperature in the car dropped a few degrees, as if to confirm her rather limited options. Hesitating, Lisa could not be sure if it was the cold making her shiver, or the fear of having to walk out in the snow. In jeans and a sweater it was one thing, but she was dressed in a ball gown and heels, hardly clothes to protect her from the harsh winter weather. From what she could remember, the cabin had been only a quarter of a mile back. Maybe a 15-minute walk in the heavy snow at a push. The prospect of a fire and food was very tempting. Another 5 minutes of debate with herself, and she made her mind up. If she stayed in the car, she would definitely die. A beautiful corpse, well-dressed, admittedly, but a corpse nonetheless. At least going to the cabin, she had a chance of survival. Geez, people walked to the North Pole. She was hardly going to die in a 15-minute walk through a few inches of snow to her cabin. Pushing the car door open, she thrust herself into the snowstorm, determined not to change her mind. It only took a few minutes to realize why people didn't walk to the North Pole in open-toed stilettos, and a few more to realize that a ball gown offered absolutely no protection against a winter wind. Parts of her body progressed from cold through frozen to numb, and then burning with a cold fire. The lingerie she had chosen to wear beneath the ball gown was sexy as hell, and admittedly perfect for seducing Martin, was certainly not thermal, and every inch of her skin was ravaged by the vicious bite of winter. Stumbling footfall to footfall, she lunged up the road. It probably looked quite pretty in the summer, she thought briefly, imagining the array of flowers that might decorate her journey. Shaking her head, she tried to clear her mind of the maddening thoughts that plagued her. Was she going insane? Was this some form of temporary madness brought on by the cold of the storm? After what seemed like an eternity, her hands fell heavily against the wood of the cabin door. Struggling, she managed to find the handle and push it open with a creaky groan announcing her entrance. Hardly the fanfare she had imagined turning up to at the ball this evening. Slamming the door behind her, she leant back on it, panting heavily. Slowly, her eyes became accustomed to the dim light in the cabin. It was larger than she thought, and relatively tidy. Well, the mess seemed to be well organized, at least. A large fireplace dominated one wall. Its stone hearth looked surprisingly inviting. "Hello? Anyone home?" Lisa called out uncertainly. She listened intently, but all she could hear was the deafening sound of the storm raging outside. Unsure whether or not she was glad for the apparent lack of response, she pulled some kindling from the fireside and tried to lay a fire. Damn it, she had been a Girl Scout, albeit briefly. Of course she could get a fire going. And right now, that was what she wanted more than anything in the world. To feel some warmth. After several attempts, the smallest of flames flickered amongst the kindling. Slowly placing logs on the infant fire, the flames grew. Relief veiled Lisa's body as the heat embraced her. And distantly, she remembered something about hypothermia and the dangers of wet clothes. Undressing hurriedly, she hung her dress from a nail in the beams above her head. As the fire gently grew, casting its light around the empty cabin, Lisa noticed a table in the corner of the room. Three stone bowls adorned the table, presumably the produce of whoever occupied the cabin normally. Maybe they would return in the morning, once the storm had passed, and they could help her get home, she thought. Or maybe they were mechanics and they could fix her car. Optimism started to invade her mind once again. Looking into the bowls, the remains of the breakfast were still there. Porridge. Not exactly Lisa's first choice, and it had become solid through the cold of the day. Lifting the first bowl, she carried it to the fire. It was a stone bowl, right? It would heat up on the fire. At least enough, so it was at least edible. Placing it on the stone hearth next to the flames, Lisa watched it intently until whispers of steam arose from the porridge and the solidified mass turned to a more appealing slop. Tasting it quickly, Lisa spat it back into the bowl. Geez, had this person never heard of the health damage salt could do? Apparently not. As the abrasive taste savaged her tongue. Taking the second bowl, she placed it on the hearth, impatiently waiting for it to steam, hoping like hell these people didn't all oversalt their breakfast. When the steam did eventually rise, Lisa took a taste and spitting it back out again automatically. When on earth did bananas figure with porridge? Okay, Lisa was allergic to them, but they would have never tasted good in porridge anyway. Who the heck were these strange people? Taking the third bowl, she placed it on the hearth and circled the room impatiently, wondering what awful thing this person had added to their porridge to make it inedible to Lisa. Lisa couldn't imagine porridge being much worse than it naturally was. But these people seem to have made an art form of creating something far more disgusting. As the steam rose from the bowl, Lisa chanced the smallest taste. The small glow of whiskey burned at the back of her throat, sending a warm tingle through her body. Lisa smiled widely as she ate from the bowl desperately. "This one is perfect," she whispered, feeling at least less hungry and perhaps a little tipsy. She ventured further into the cabin. A kitchen and a bathroom, well, a very small bathroom, was secreted in the back end of the wooden building. A wooden staircase led up from the lower floor, and the whole upper floor was given over to a single bedroom. Well, a room with three mattresses laying on the floor. Of course there was three. There was three bowls. There would be three mattresses. Pressing the first mattress with her feet, straw dropped chaotically out of the sides. Lisa jumped back, expecting a rat to appear. The second mattress was little more than a wooden bench. Obviously the choice of someone who thought sleep should be some sort of masochistic endeavor. The third was at least a passable mattress. It felt soft and luxurious under her feet compared to the others. Pressing it again, suddenly Lisa felt tired. Maybe it was the stress of the evening, or perhaps a whiskey-laden porridge. But for some reason, Lisa felt an undeniable urge to lay down on the mattress. Pulling a thick fleece over her, she lay on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, letting her mind wander aimlessly to the party going on right now, imagining what might be happening, picturing Martin there, looking handsome in his evening suit, his baby blue eyes undressing her gently. No doubt he would be dancing with that bitch Diane now. God, this was going to be their night. She had even bought this damn lingerie for him. 2 years of flirtation and dripping sexual tension had taken Lisa to the brink of sexual madness. Her body warmed with a sensual glow as she imagined dancing with him, looking into his eyes and feeling his cock pressing tightly against her, pushing her fingers beneath the waistband of her silk panties. The heat burning between her thighs was undeniable. Just the thought of having Martin against her turned her online mad. Feeling his fingers caressing her thighs sent a warm chill through her body. The anticipation of his exploration as he neared her swollen pussy forced her to moan gently. She could feel him now, their legs entwined as his hips pressed between her thighs, immersed in his gaze as he watched her, the tip of his cock teasing at her lips, his need as powerful and as intoxicating as her own. Just to see that pleasure in his eyes as he pressed inside her, so deep, so hard, he might be gentle in the office, but she would make damn sure he fucked her like an animal. Once she had him in bed, Lisa's fingers parted her lips, pressing her fingers inside, her core clutching along those fingers as they explored the walls of her pussy, caressing it fully, rubbing her clit with her thumb. Her fingers rocked inside, thrusting eagerly, the fleece falling from her body as her back arched in pleasure, the cold air stimulating her senses beyond recognition. Lisa could feel the familiar wave of her orgasm pummeling her body. Pressing her feet into the mattress, she lifted her hips to meet Martin's thrusts, to force him deeper. She didn't want to come yet. No, not yet. Not until he was ready, and she could feel his warm cum fill her need. Opening her eyes, the dark eyes of a stranger stared at her intensely. Not the baby blue eyes of Martin, but dark brown animalistic eyes that burned with lust. A face covered with a furious beard, a chest scarred and tattooed, and so broad it overshadowed Lisa. Strong, muscular arms held his body above her. She should be scared. She knew she should. But there was something so damn rugged about this man. Something so primeval. His body was obviously naked, his hands stroking hard along his exposed erection, moving along every damn inch with a hypnotic motion. Lisa's eyes watered at the sight of his large cock. So swollen, so throbbing, so enticing. "Don't stop," he growled. Another desire invaded Lisa's thoughts. Something so alien to her, she should be shocked. This wasn't the man at the office who sat behind a desk all day. This was a man who lived by his instincts. He killed every damn day. Something about his presence was just so powerful. It assaulted every thought Lisa had. He grabbed her thighs and pulled her down the mattress until his cock pressed aggressively into her pussy, stretching her lips to the point of pain. Every thrust of his swollen cock rubbed at her throbbing clit. Fuck, Lisa could feel him pressing it into every inch of her. Her pussy clutched without remorse along his shaft as he filled her completely. Grabbing her wrists, he pinned her hands down, his lips secured on her nipples, biting them hard, his beard tingling over her naked chest. The burning sensation of electricity vibrated through her body. Her thoughts swirled, lost in a mist of confusion as pleasure flooded her body. Her mind gazed as he continued to fuck her roughly, with unrelenting thrusts of his large cock. Lifting her hips, she bucked against him, forcing him deeper. Then there was a moment when the world stopped, her mind emptied of everything but pleasure. The warm stream of his cum filled her completely. Wrapping her legs around his waist, Lisa raised her pussy hard against him, forcing his orgasm harder inside her, her pussy clutching frantically as her pleasure exploded, her scream of delight drowning out the storm as she collapsed back onto the mattress. For the longest moment, sensibility evaded her. Every thought consumed with the pleasure that relentlessly moved up and down her body. What the fuck just happened? She thought as the glimmer of sensibility returned. Not wanting to open her eyes, she could feel a still pulsing cock inside her pussy. She could feel the caress of semen as it teased along the crack of her ass. This can't be a fantasy, surely, she thought. This cannot be a daydream. As she opened her eyes slowly, burning brown eyes watched her with a sensitivity she wasn't expecting. His fingers slid between hers as he thrust his still throbbing cock in and out of her pussy slowly, the last drops of his cum warming her completely. In the dim light of the room, she could make out his face. It was handsome in a mountain man kind of way, but perhaps more frightening than the man who had just fucked her now like an animal. It was the sight of the other two men stood in the shadows, both naked. Their muscular torsos glimmered in the scant light. Their cocks were obviously hard, and most definitely erect as they stared down at Lisa. Oh fuck. she whispered, her pussy trembling with pleasure at the very sight of their lust-filled bodies. So, part one of our little winter story. I hope you enjoy it. Now, I have to say, just a reminder, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but you know, remember to subscribe to this show, please, and do leave comments, give me reviews. You know, you probably don't realize this, but we know how many people listen, but on every episode, I don't know what I get right, I don't know what I get wrong. It's guesswork. You know, so by you leaving reviews on every episode, I know what you like and I can create more stories along those lines. And of course, if you subscribe to the show, then that tells the powers that be, this is a show that works. This is a show that should be here. You know? It's just saying. It lets people know that you like what I do. And thank you for that. Thank you for tuning in every week. Now, next week, we obviously have part two. So now there are three men, not one. Well, I'm sure you can have your own ideas about what may happen between now and then. So, until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again. This is Devlin Wild, and always with your pleasure in mind, wishing you salacious dreams.